All right. Evening, folks. I almost said morning.
Still getting into the groove, huh?
Yeah. Second game of the season here on WBGV 92.5 FM. High school basketball action live on WBGV 92.5 and streaming online at salacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. The website has a fresh new look to it, by the way, so check it out. Check out our sports section of our website. You'll see the full list. Games in our coverage area of the Big Thumb Conference and Blue Water Area Conference. Last night, we kicked off our live action coverage of high school basketball with the Sandusky Wolf Girls, who defeated Harbor Beach Pirate Girls 32-20 last night. A good win, very disruptive defensive effort by the Sandusky Girls, and just really controlled the game, looking for open shots, and they did that well. Haven't been a terribly high-scoring type of team last night, but with me right now, by the way, Salak County News Sports Report. We're looking at the JV game, boys game here, 35-20 with the Peck JV boys winning over Deckerville boys. But last night in girls basketball, real quick here, was the first game of our broadcast. It was a little shaky for me.
It sounded good. I was over in Carsonville watching the girls play Bay City All Saints. I was listening. It sounded like Sandusky got out to a big lead.
Yeah, and 12-0 to start off.
So for Sandusky, that's pretty encouraging to see, because we've seen them kind of struggle with Harbor Beach over the years, more so on the road against Harbor Beach. Having the benefit of playing at home last night was pretty big for the Wolves. But they're undefeated again, Eddie. And how many times have we, done an episode of Sportsline or done a game where we talk about an undefeated Sandusky girls basketball team?
So, wait, are you saying we're doing Sportsline Tuesday?
Oh.
We are?
I suppose we are,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, folks, that is coming back. We've been off on hiatus after the state championship. Always great to end the season on a state championship run with the Deckerville Eagles and the Millington Cardinals winning state championships in high school football.
Yep. Eddie's been partying with the with all of his Deckerville friends for about the past month and a half. So he's getting back into it now with Deckerville.
Yes, and that's what how I wanted to start off with a high school boys basketball game. This is our first boys basketball game. We have the Deckerville Eagles here at the Peck Pirates. Big rivalry between these two teams. Now, Peck didn't play very well the last game against Stride, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. Mike Gallagher with me from the San Lake County News Sports Reporter, as he has also been back in a groove of basketball coverage. But you've been doing it since right after a week off. Football, right?
I've been doing it. I've been putting Deckerville off, the boys, at least for a little bit, just because we kind of dedicated quite a bit of coverage to Deckerville for, obviously their state title run. So, focused on some other teams, but I think it's time to get back into Deckerville. New head coach, Steve Gobi. A lot of familiar names on this team, so I'm excited to see them.
And it's a winter night. It's a snowy night.
Be careful
on the roads out there.
Yes.
Before I forget, a happy birthday to Deckerville's own defensive head coach for the football team, Dan Brown.
Oh, nice.
His birthday, I do believe, is tomorrow.
Okay.
So happy birthday to him.
Very nice.
A shout-out from Lou Garza and the whole team and, of course, the fans from Deckerville. All right, enough about football. We're on to basketball. We'll have our pregame coverage here with Mike Gallagher. I'm Eddie Fury. Libby the intern has shown up here as well. She'll be helping me out for her first basketball game. I'll be teasing her a little bit how her sister outscored her last night. So.
Hey, they went 2-0. They went 2-0 this week, so can't be giving her too much.
We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGB, and we're streaming online at salacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. All right, welcome back here. Libby the intern, hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, how are you?
How was the drive?
It was good.
Great.
I mean, not really, but yeah.
For disclosure purposes, Libby Tank is a varsity player for the Deckerville girls basketball team, by the way. So her sister outshot her last night.
Yes.
What's up with that?
She's just better.
However, you're a candidate, I believe, for player of the week for what you did.
I would imagine,
with your, 20-something points?
Yeah.
24, 26 you had? Show off. Okay. All right, let's get to the Peck boys basketball team. Man, they've got a lot of games under the belts already here. They've had a full schedule here and even through the holiday. Started off the season 0-4. It kind of makes you worried, but, they're playing bad. They're playing Brown City. They're playing Bad Axe. They're playing KPEC, Ubley, all Big Thumb Conference higher division teams there.
And this is something Coach Jeremy Abrigo does every season. Their non-conference schedule is always so tough, so that when you get into Big Thumb Conference play or NCTL play, you're ready for these conference opponents. And same thing as you move into districts. So a couple of tough losses to start the season, but, you know, you get a three-point win against Memphis. That's a nice one. You beat Marlette over the holiday break. You almost beat Sandusky in this gym last week.
Yeah.
You know, that was a one-point loss. So with head coach Jeremy Abrigo, it's always looking at the bigger picture and making sure your team gets better and better as the season goes along. So you have an opportunity to make those postseason runs that Peck usually goes on, you know, at the end of the season.
You know, starting off 0-4, but then able to get three straight wins over Akron Fairgrove, Memphis, and Marlette in a Marlette Holiday Tournament. They lost to Richmond, but, you know, that's a good team to play against.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a bigger school, Class B size.
BWAC school, yeah.
They did lose to Sandusky just by 1 point, as you said, 30-31. Went to Mayville, bounced back this January 5th. 38-29, but they really took laid an egg against Dryden on the road, 35-18. I'm kind of curious what happened in that game.
Yeah, not really sure what happened with that one. Dryden's always a tough place to play, but, I mean, I'm sure Coach Abrigo wouldn't, you know, make any excuses for just scoring 18 points. But this is a Peck team. I haven't seen Deckerville yet, but I've seen Peck quite a bit. And one thing that stands out, you watch them as they're warming up. There's seven kids on the team. They'll have a couple of fifth quarter players from the JV coming up as well, but not a ton of depth. But the players that they do have on varsity are very experienced, and you know they've played a lot of games. You look at Cal Hayden, the point guard. He's been on this team for four seasons now. Thomas West, he's a player that's really stood out as, you know, one of the better players in the area so far, I would say. And then you have a guy like Cody Cairo at the other guard position, who really kind of started his career as more of a just spot-up shooter for Peck. But now he's doing a lot of different things, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they match up with Deckerville. You know, Deckerville, a team, we're looking at their roster, and it's almost exclusively guys that were on that state championship team. And, you know, it's interesting to see maybe that adjustment as you get into basketball season.
Yeah, kind of curious about Thomas West, if he played against Dryden or not in that loss.
Right.
But Cal Hayden was a leading scorer, 12 points in that one. Now, against Mayville, with their win against Mayville, Thomas West for Peck had 15 points, Aiden Alfaro 8 points, and Cal Hayden 7 points as well in that one. And in a close game against the Sandusky Wolves, Thomas West leading the Pirates to 12 points, 5 rebounds. I mean, he's the key. He's the cusp of this team.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the Libby Tank.
Yes.
No.
Of the team. You're big out there. Okay. So, yeah. So, you need that person out there.
Well, and specifically with a matchup against Deckerville, you look at Deckerville's roster, and you have a lot of great bounders on this team with Preston Holman and Brandon Solowitz and Ian Flanagan. Whereas with Peck, a lot of the rebounding is done by Thomas West and Jan Holman. So, it's going to be tough for Thomas West tonight. We're going to see, you know, some great defense against him. He's really going to have to battle down there. So it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, I believe Preston Holman is injured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Libby's here. She knows.
So the Deckerville Eagles, let's go to them real quick. Started off 0-3, but look at their schedule. North Branch, Reese, Cass City.
Yeah.
Got Caseville. Three straight wins as they're on right now with the wins over Caseville and Sandusky at Little Caesars Arena to beat Sandusky. That's
pretty
nice
good. That's 53-46.
Nice. Unfortunately, Libby's team couldn't do that. They went shot cold against Sandusky. That's Sandusky, though. They're 8-0 right
Sandusky's
now.
Sandusky's very good, Eddie.
And this past week, Deckerville in league play getting their win over Mayville 50-39. So, you know, right now they're even at 3-3 and in league play 1-0. To get this win against Peck would be a nice setup for you to kind of be in the driver's seat, because you'll have North Huron, Bay City, Austin, and the cross conference. But looking ahead in a couple weeks here, you got Dryden on the schedule and then Kingston.
Dryden, Harbor Beach, Kingston. That's a tough stretch right there.
Yeah.
But you look at the 0-3 start for Deckerville, and it was probably tough for Coach Gobi.
Their new head coach.
New head coach, and you don't really get to practice with your guys because they're, you know, preparing for a state championship game in football. So it is nice to see that they've won three straight, and, you know, they've kind of adjusted to the basketball season.
Yeah, really good play here, of course. Your key players, Got to say it, Hunter Garza again here at the point. Had a good game. Logan Martin is a big-time shooter, especially on the perimeter. They've got a lot of players from last year to carrying over to this year. I think they gelled a little. Hopefully, they seems like they've been gelling a little better because of this. I mean, look at the scoring and the games they've had so far throughout the season.
Absolutely.
So up to this point. All right, so here they are. We'll find out who gets this win. A very key win for both these teams, driving, I mean, for driving the beat Peck. You know, they kind of sets them back a little bit here. But if Peck can even the odds here by getting this win, and then maybe, you know, get a little bit of help down the stretch. You know, Kingston's a pretty good team, too, also.
Well, I think everybody's chasing Kingston. And, you know, when you look at a team like Kingston, they're not going to lose very many games in conference play. So if you're a Peck or a Deckerville, you want to win as many of your other conference games so that you can stay within striking distance of Kingston.
All right, I'll let Mike Gallagher go. He's going to get ready for pitchers here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Well, when I come back, we'll go through the list of games. We'll talk to Libby the intern. Libby Tank is here with us to help me out with the game here. High school boys basketball. It's Peck hosting Deckerville Eagle. High school boys basketball action here on 92.5. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're going to get ready for tip-off as they get ready to announce the starters. We'll go through the list of games as well for tonight. I got starters for Deckerville. Number 3, Logan Martin. Number 11, Ian Flanagan. Number 12, Logan Shanks. Number 14, Evan Benji. And number 32, Hunter Garza, now in his redshirt senior season. Fifth quarter player will be number 35, Jackson Peruski, as well for tonight. And we'll get ready here for the Peck Pirates to announce their starters. When we take our next break, we'll also go through the list of games, if we can, as we get ready here for a tip-off for the Peck Pirates. Number 0, Cody Cairo. Number 2, Thomas West. Number 3, Cal Hayden, as I thought it would be.
Junior, number 10, Lucas Trombley.
Lucas Trombley. Libby, who do you think's next? I think it might be Alfaro.
Junior, number 14, Aiden Alfaro.
And number 14, Aiden Alfaro.
I knew it.
Oh, you knew it?
Keeping time for the Pirates would be Stu Abrego, and your official scoring for tonight is Emily Jones. Enjoy the show.
All right. And under head coach for the first year at the varsity level, Stephen Golby, along with assistant Patrick Golby and longtime head coach Jeremy Abrego for the Peck Pirates. At the center circle, be number 2, Thomas West, and number 3, Logan Martin for jump ball. Jump ball won by the Deckerville Eagles. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial webcast stream. In the corner, number 3, Logan Martin, swings it over to 14, Evan Benji. Back over to Hunter Garza at the top of the point. Hands it off to Martin for a 3-point shot. No good. And rebound picked up by the other number 3, Cal Hayden, for the Peck Pirates. He goes into the paint, disrupted. Ball's loose and picked up and saved by number 10, Lucas Trombley. To Thomas West. Up top to Cal Hayden. The bounce pass to the left side to number 0, Cody Cairo, and back up top again. Cal hiding with it. Here on a Friday night, a wintry, snowy Friday night. 3-point shot from the left corner, no good. But rebound picked up by Peck to save, and going and driving to the basket. 2-0 for Peck, leading 6:59 mark. Yeah. Hunter Garza over to Benji, over to the left side, number 11 to Garza to the left corner. Ball handed off to Ian Flanagan, takes a shot, no good. Rebound to Peck Pirates. Hide him with it into the paint. Left low block, double team by Deckerville. Good ball handling here and driving the basket. He'll fake it. 3-point shot on the top of the point by West. No good. And a foul is called. The foul will be on
number 14 for an over the back.
So, Libby, you'll keep track of the free throws and the fouls and the substitutions. How about that? Is that easy? No?
Okay.
Well, the fouls will be on the clock, so.
Yeah.
Garza with it. Bounce pass into the paint. Up for two, no good by number 12 with the attempt by Logan Shanks. Rebound by the Peck Pirates. 2-0. Peck still with the lead. With 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A play. At the point guard position. Cal Hayden. A Cairo back to Hayden. To Alfaro at the right wing. 3-point range. And to Hayden. Cal Hayden, the senior, I've seen a longtime player. Nice long shot from the right corner for two to make it 4-0. 5:33 mark. Peck Pirates with the lead in the first. It'll be number three. Logan Martin tries to go through two defenders and Peck.
Fouled by number 14 again. That is the second foul. Number one, Hansa Fullman, checks in for him.
From what I told, his name is Jan. I don't know why it's changed. Yeah, Jan Holman.
Jackson Holman.
And from the baseline, inbounds pass. The Garza. Garza in the paint. Powers one up and finally knocks one down, and he is fouled. And we'll go for the three-point play attempt here. Deckerville gets on the board finally. 4-2. 5:26 mark. Three-point play attempt here for Hunter Garza of Deckerville. That 3,000 Peck already in this first quarter.
Not a good start.
How many fouls have you ever had in the first period alone?
Two. Doug wouldn't let me get more than that. Garza makes the free throw.
That would make it 4-3. Free throw good by Garza. Peck. And a whistle called.
Foul on number 32, Hunter Garza.
After he converts a three-point play, you're rewarded with a foul. Right sideline. Inbounds pass from the sideline. From Hayden to Cairo. Cairo at the point. High pass over to the right side to Hayden and back to Cairo. Swings it over to the left side. In three-point range, back to Cairo up top. Into the high post to West. Three-point shot by Hayden. Switch. 7-3. Three-point by Hayden. At the 4:58 mark. Deckerville with the ball now. Benji swings it over to Ian Flanagan. And back over now to Logan Martin. To the left corner for three by Garza. No good. Put back attempt. For the second chance point, no good by Flanagan. Rebound picked up by number one, Jan Pullman. Jan Pullman and Thomas West, the guys with the hype here. Three-point shot attempt, no good by Hayden. Rebound by Martin. Martin attacking the paint. Goes up for two, blocked by Pullman. And the rebound by Thomas West. Fast break play. Pullman up for two, no good. Last touched by Deckerville. And it'll be Peck ball underneath their own basket. From the baseline, right, left side of the glass. Hayden inbounds to West. The number 10 three-point shot. Was it a three or not?
Yeah. No, two.
All right. Stepped on the line.
9-3.
9-3. That by number 10, Lucas Trombley for three. Three-point shot by Logan Martin in a technical. for unsportsmanship. A little bit too much. A little too much celebration with the hand signals there by Logan Martin. Despite making a three, it's 9-6. Is he like that all the time?
No, not all the time.
3:58 mark. Libby didn't like that call, or she was upset that that's boneheaded.
No, he deserved that.
And the technical free throw. Good by Cairo. Free throw shooter, make it 10-6.
Second one also good.
That's due to the technical. And when you get a technical foul, you get your free throws and you get possession. Inbounds pass from Hayden. Make it 11-6. Peck with the lead. Over to Cairo at the point. Hayden to the left side. That would be number 13 actually in the game here for Peck. Cam Watson over to Hayden to the right corner. Hands it off to Thomas West right in front of our table. We're at courtside, by the way. You might see us on the camera for the video. Three-point shot. Tip of Hayden in the right corner. No good. Rebound picked up by number 12 for Deckerville. That is Logan Shanks. Over to Garza. Long shot for two inside the right wing by number 4, Brandon Solowitz. And it'll be Deckerville ball after being knocked out. Last touch by Peck. Peck trying to get the steal on the inbounds. Hayden leaps up.
Number 2, Jesse Kowalski checks in for Evan Benji.
Boy, he's grown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him as a little tight.
He's a little guy. It's all about last year.
So you're saying he had the growth spurt last year, right?
Yeah.
Deckerville ball at the inbounds pass. Underneath the basket, Garza trying to post up and going for two. Left side, no good. Gets his own rebound. Another pump up.
Another and one.
He gets another two and draws the foul to make it
11-6.
Let's see if they give him the two or not. There we go, 11-8.
11-8.
So going for his second three-point play. 3:03 mark in the first. First free throw is
misses the free throw. Rebounded by number 1 from Peck.
That'll be Pullman. Hayden going for three left corner. Up the court for Peck. Rebound Hunter Garza. Fast break play here. Temp lays it up. Garza. Two.
Number 12, Logan Shanks.
And that'll be 11-10 within one now. On a fast break play. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. 11-10, Peck with a one-point lead against Deckerville. Three-point shot by Cairo from the just off to the right side at the top of the point. No good. Rebound picked up by Peck offensively. Hiding with it at the right wing. Dribbles back over to Cairo in the three-point range perimeter. Cross-court pass to Hayden to the right side. Inside to Thomas West, right low block. He's triple-teamed on the defense by Deckerville and driving to the basket with a floater in the middle of the paint. Good by Cal Hayden. 13-10. At the two-minute mark, Peck with a three-point lead in the first. Deckerville ball. Solowitz with it at the left wing in three-point range. Pass over to Kowalski to the left corner. He'll move in. Bounce pass back to Solowitz. Pass over to Shanks from Garza. And Garza over to the right side. Driving the basket to Ian Flanagan on the right side. And there will be a foul called.
Foul number 1 is third. That would be Holman. He's checked out of the game. And number 10, Lucas Trombley comes in.
Wow, he's got three fouls already. First quarter alone. So that's already...
Are they saying it's a shooting?
Yeah. And there's already five fouls as a team. And on the free throw line, Ian Flanagan.
Ian Flanagan makes his first free throw.
Making it 13-11 within one.
Second free throw is good. It is now 13-12. Tuckerville trailing by one.
All right, 13-12. 1:34 to go in the first quarter. Peck with possession. Left corner, three-point range to Hayden. Bounce pass to the elbow. That's from the left elbow. No good by Thomas West. Rebound picked up by Deckerville. Kabashki with it. Swings it over to Garza. Garza moves in between two defenders. Takes a fadeaway shot for two. No good. West with the rebound for Peck. 1:10 to go. Peck with possession now. 13-12. They're one-point lead. Kyra with it. Back to Hayden. He'll move over to the top of the point, to the right side, back up top. With a minute left and counting here in the first quarter, 13-12, Peck with the lead against Deckerville. To Thomas West, right elbow, back to Hayden. Trying to set up maybe for a last shot, be a kickball. Well, it was a decent block there to disrupt the play there, though, by Kabashki. Coming back in is Logan Martin after a tongue lashing for his technical. From the sideline, inbounds pass from Hayden. Over to Watson, Cam Watson, in the game. 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. Bounce pass back to Hayden. Into Watson again. Over to Cairo. Down to 30 seconds. Watson to the high post, reaching in almost with the steal. Recovered by Peck. Jumper, but blocked.
Blocked
deflected.
By number 12, Logan Shanks.
After shot attempt by Trombley was no good. Salovich with the ball with 14 seconds to go. Kabashki had a look at it. Didn't take it. Bounce pass to Salovich. Long shot for two. Hits the rim. It does bounce around two or three times and does not drop.
Ball. Oh, picked up by number zero, Caro.
Last second shot for three. No
Fouled.
Good.
Oh. Fouled by number 11, Ian Flanagan.
That's not good with 1/10 of a second left on the clock, too.
Not very smart play there, E.
All right, so be...
5.1 on the clock.
1/10 of a second. Cody Cairo with his first free throw. And
makes it.
I think this is why they're sending... They'll send him to the free throw line. He must be really good at them. 14-12. Oh,
misses the second one.
Jinxed him. But, see, that
always
was a three-point attempt. So, yeah.
Makes the third one, making it 15-12.
All right.
Peck leading.
At the end of the first quarter, as you said, what is it?
15-12.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is Peck with the lead against Deckerville. And don't forget, folks, at halftime, we'll have your stat report for halftime stats report and then this week in high school sports. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, I didn't get through my list of games. Oh, well. So how was your holiday?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. How was yours?
It was busy. Three or four different family excursions.
Yeah.
Told me nuts. I bet you're the same way, too, aren't you?
Yeah. The divorced parents, kind of. Yeah, most of the time I didn't even know we had one. And then my dad would just come in my room and be like, hey, wake up, we got to go to this today. I'd be like, oh, good thing I didn't have plans.
Oops. Should have stopped that one. 1/10 of a second left. 1/10 of a second left there. See that? Did you put up the score to the guys? Okay. What'd you get for Christmas?
A lot of stuff. I got a ticket to a UConn women's basketball game. Front row.
To what?
A UConn women's basketball game. Paige Beckers is my favorite player.
Who are they playing?
She plays for UConn. They're playing in Indiana. They play against Butler.
So you got to drive where?
To Indiana. So I'm excited about that.
You know, Lola used to sing this to bother the heck out of me. She used to sing, Gary, Indiana, Indiana. All right, here we go. Welcome back here. Start of the second quarter here. 15-12. Peck able to make a couple free throws with 1/10 of a second left as we start off play here in the second period. Peck with possession after a miss by them, and then Deckerville went down could not make a shot. And Peck recovered with the rebound, and here they are with it. Cal Hyden with it at the top of the points. Curious of what, are they playing man-to-man right now?
No, they're in the zone.
Deckerville is.
Yes.
Driving to the basket. He'll hold up at the high post and pass it over to number 13 for Peck. Kim Watson. And up for two. Trombley on the right, left side of the glass. No good. Garza with the rebound for Deckerville. He'll attack the glass. Up for two. Could not power that one up. Hayden grabs it. And he'll take the ball up court to their side. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial. Kel Hayden directing a play here. Trying to set things up. Alfaro on the floor. Along with number 13, Cam Watson. As well as Thomas West. And Trombley for Peck. Still, I do believe it is your starter still on the floor here for Deckerville as well here in the second quarter. No?
No.
Oh, I see somebody
number
else.
21, Trent Park is in.
Garza trying to reach in there, and a mishandled pass to number 13. Watson could not save it from going out of bounds, and smartly Garza stood back and let the ball go out, and they have possession. Martin for three. Hits the tip of the rim from the left wing. Shot from no good. West gets the rebound for Peck. They lead by three, 15-12. Long shot for three by Alfaro from the left wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Benji. Number 14 for Deckerville. He's on the right side of the floor. Goes to the right corner. Down the baseline. Will hold up at the right corner. Pitching it in to post up, but a block by West.
Two, West.
Shot a tip was by who?
What?
I can't see.
It was shot by Jesse Kowalski, number two. Number 11, Ian Flanagan, checks in for Logan Shanks.
5:22 mark here in the second period, first half. After the inbounds, to Garza, to Benji, to Martin, back to Benji, and to Garza in the right wing. He'll go to the right corner, down the baseline, underneath the basket. Turnaround jumper. He went from right to the left side, turned around and just laid it up there. And those are the first points scored here in the second period. Deckerville now down by one. It's 15-14. Peck leads. 4:55 to go. West posting up left side. No, will throw it over. A long shot for three after he pitches it back out to Cal Hayden. And Peck with a four-point lead now after the three-point shot. 4:40 mark there by Hayden. Peck leading 18-14. Deckerville with the ball but mishandled underneath the basket. They'll turn it over. It'll be a timeout call. We'll be right back here. Deckerville calling it a timeout. 18-14. 4:33 to go here in the second. Basketball is hard to call.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear how I'm doing it?
Yeah.
Just try. You don't have to get every possession,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
As close as
every
you can.
Every little pass and everything. Yeah.
What kind of defense was Peck using? Are they doing zone two or are they going man-to-man? I have a water here by for you if you want one.
Believe,
you need one?
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though. I believe they're...
We'll
I want to say they're man-to-man, but the way they're playing the middle, when they drive, it might be a zone. Yeah.
What have you guys been doing a lot?
Man-to-man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't do that against Sandusky. It doesn't work against Sandusky. I'm not impressed by Sandusky's schedule.
Yeah, that's their usual schedule.
Oh, they won't play Kingston.
They never play Kingston. Kingston has to play last year.
After the last couple years, they haven't.
Kingston
all right,
has
come
to
back.
Question.
4:12 to go here. Three-point shot after the timeout called by Deckerville. Peck with possession. No good by Cairo, but a double dribble.
Double dribble.
Libby Tank with me. This is the first basketball game now for us, right?
Peck is definitely out-rebounding Deckerville right now.
Yes. It'll be Evan Benji coming up with the ball after the inbounds from Deckerville. He'll be at the point guard position for this.
Directing his team.
Over to Flanagan. And reach-in steal by the Peck Pirates.
Oh, he's got it back, though.
Flanagan steals it back. He'll lay it in, too.
That makes it 16-18. Deckerville trailing by two.
3:40 mark. Cairo up top. Swings it over to Cam Watson to West. To Cairo on the right wing. Three-point range up top to Hayden. He'll swing it over to left side to Thomas West. Bounce pass to Watson. To Hayden. And Cairo down the lane, right lane, will hold up at the elbow, pass it over to Hayden. Hayden lays it up for two, draws the foul.
Oh,
it's offensively. So he might have pushed off on a player there, possibly.
They didn't go to the table and call a foul, though.
So what did you do there?
I have no clue.
Okay. We don't know what happened there.
I saw that.
It looked like an initial signal for foul.
It looks like Peck and Deckerville are both playing man-to-man defense right now.
18-16. Deckerville ball in midair. A pass. Was it Benji who threw that one?
Benji to Logan Martin.
And in midair, like you're playing a game of force.
That's their famous play. Don't tell anyone.
On the playground, Deckerville ties it up. 18-18. And who shot that one, Flanagan?
No, Logan Martin.
Martin,
number
okay.
three. They do that like every game. It's their secret little play.
That's a little hot dog play there.
Yeah. It seems to work every time, too.
18-18. This is our first tie, and Deckerville has not led in this game at all. It's 18 all. Peck with possession with 2:23 to go. Cam Watson with it. Swings it over to Trombley. Lucas Trombley. Bounce pass to Thomas West. Back to Hyde in the right wing. He'll hold up. Down to about 2:05 to go here in the first half. Cody Cairo of it. Swings it over to Watson. Watson being defended against by Hunter Garza.
Peck is being very patient with their offense.
West goes down the lane, goes up and pulls up. Can't knock it in. Tries to get back his own rebound. And we'll have a jump ball, I believe. I think this is our first jump ball.
That is our first. No, yeah. Yeah. That is our first jump
is
ball.
It?
Yes. Number 12, Logan Shanks checks in for Tryon Park.
1:44 to go. It's 18-18. Here's a chance for Deckerville to take the first lead of the game, possibly, with 1:40 to go here in the second period. Evan Benji at the point. Over to Martin, left corner to Garza, right there to take the lead. Number 12 makes a shot left side of the glass for Deckerville. That is Logan Shanks. 20-18. 1:20 to go here in the second period. The comeback here, my Deckerville. Peck with possession still. Cody Cairo in the left corner. He'll drive into the basket. He is blocked.
Blocked by number 12, Logan Shanks.
Shanks doing it all. Made the last two. Gets the block. Hands over to Garza. Garza driving to the paint. Lays it up. Good.
Deckerville takes the four-point lead, and Peck calls a timeout.
We'll be right back here on 92.5. Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, Peck with possession. They're down by four, 22-18. Three different players from Deckerville.
By number 13, Cam Watson.
So a big turnover there by Peck. Deckerville now has a chance to take the lead by six or seven. With about 35 seconds left here in the first half, Evan Benji swings it over. Flanagan back to Benji. Benji with the dribble. Down to under 30 seconds. Logan Martin in the left corner. He'll drive to basket, but he'll be blocked by West and a steal by Peck Pirates. Fast break play attempt here, but West will hold up. He is fouled by Deckerville.
Foul on number 32, Hunter Garza. That will be his second. Peck takes the ball out of bounds.
16 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass
to number
the baseline.
13, back to Hayden, and then back to Watson.
Down to 9 seconds. Cairo over
five seconds.
Trombley up for two. Rebound Deckerville, and that'll be it.
QB throw.
Yes. That looked like
Hunter
a pass.
Garza chucked that one.
That looked like a pass.
That was definitely a quarterback pass.
Brandon Solowitz, maybe, but he wasn't there. So, all right, 22-18 at the half. Deckerville comes back with about 2:36 to go. They tied it up. And three different players scored for Deckerville to take this four-point lead at the half. 22-18, Deckerville leading Peck We'll be right back here, our halftime show on WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming online at CNLightBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We'll be right back. All right, halftime report here. It is 22-18. The Deckerville Eagles leading the Peck Pirates in high school boys basketball action. Big Thumb Blue Division, a league game here. Your halftime report, 3 of 4 for free throw shooting for the Deckerville Eagles, 4 for 5 for the Peck Pirates for free throws. A leading for the Deckerville Eagles in the first half, Hunter Garza with 9 points, 5 points for Logan Martin, 4 points apiece for Ian Flanagan and Logan Shanks. For the Peck Pirates, leading is Cal Hayden with 8 points, 4 points for Cody Cairo, and 2 points apiece for Thomas West, Lucas Trombley, and Aiden Alfaro. Those are your leading scores. It is 22-18. Deckerville Eagles leading at the end of the first period. It was 15-12. It was 18-14 at the 4:40 mark in the second period. In fact, Peck led by as much as 6 earlier in the first period, 9-3 and 11-8. But Deckerville continued to chip away, able to tie it up with Logan Martin at the 2:36 mark, and then Logan Shanks at the 1:25 mark, making it 20-18, and Garza with about just under a minute, making it 22-18. With Deckerville now leading 22-18. We'll be right back. Our second half will be coming your way. And we are back. Thank you for joining us here in the second half here, the third quarter. It started off with the Deckerville Eagles with a steal by Ian Flanagan. Got the 2 points in the fast break on his own, and he was fouled and converted the three-point play. It's 25-18 as we start off the third period here for the Deckerville Eagles, now leading the Peck Pirates and extending their lead, which they took over late in the second period. Ball was tipped away there by the Peck Pirates. Knocked out of bounds. You're going to be hearing that program, by the way, in a pregame show from now on. The MHSA This Week in High School Sports, which we'll hear now in the pregame during the basketball season. Deckerville moving from right to left on your radio dial. Libby, the intern with us. I think you graduated from being called that now, Libby, so Libby, it's just Libby Tank.
Libby Tank sounds good.
Or Libster.
Ian Flanagan with the putback. That makes it 18-27, and Peck calls a timeout.
All points here in the second half scored by Ian Flanagan. It is 27-18 at the 5:28 mark in the third. We'll be right back.
My parents are so hard to shop for, and I'm the oldest. So like, my siblings don't help at all, so I just have to do it all myself.
Welcome back here after the timeout call. 5:28 to go here in the third period. It's 27-18. Deckerville leading by, help me out with my math here, 9.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were struggling.
Peck Pirates with possession after the timeout called. Hayden with it. He'll go into the paint. Layup, but blocked by number 12, Logan Shanks for the Deckerville Eagles.
He's got quite a few blocks tonight.
Yeah. Evan Benji, inbounds pass here from Ian Flanagan, who's had all the points here in the second half for Deckerville. It's 27-18. Benji, look away pass to Flanagan. Flanagan laying it up.
Fouled.
Driving to the right side of the glass for the shot attempt.
Followed by number 3, Cal Hayden.
Hayden.
That's close. Ian Flanagan at the line. Misses the first free throw. Number 13, Cam Watson, checks in for Aiden Alfaro. And number 31, Evan Gobi, checks in for number 14, Evan Benji. Second free throw is good. Playing the score 28-18, Deckerville in the lead.
10-point lead, 4:49 to go and counting. Deckerville was 3 of 4 for free throw shooting the first half. Here they are 2 of 3. Spin around move by Cairo in the middle of the paint. He'll pass it off to Watson. From Trombley back to Watson to Cairo. Thomas West been posting up, but defending him has been Logan Martin throughout the whole game. Almost switched off there, it looks like, trying to shake off West to get loose. But shot by Trombley from the left wing. Was it a three? No, it was
no,
two.
No, two.
28-20, Peck ending their shooting drought at the 4:05 mark. We have a whistle called. What happened there? Mishandle on the ball?
Travel, yeah.
So a travel on Deckerville. Peck gets the ball back with under 4 minutes to go. Another three-point shot. Just overshot it.
Rebounded by Hunter Garza. He dribbles the ball up the court.
B. Garza going to the high post. Pitch it over to the left side, and Flanagan right to the basket. Great vision there by Garza to see that and gave him the assist for that back door.
Back to a 10-point lead for Deckerville.
30-20. 3:30 to go here in the third period. Mom and dad
over
here?
And back.
Mom and dad here?
No.
Stepdad? No?
No.
Okay. So you drove yourself in this weather?
Yeah, I'm a big girl.
I might be a nervous wreck there, Libby. I might have to put you in my Life 360 just to say, are you okay? Where are you? Why are you going so fast?
I've driven in worse.
30-20, 3:13 to go here. Oh, looking for another play from the top of the high post was Shanks, but they just couldn't connect there with the pass.
The ball went out of bounds and spec ball.
One of the largest leads of the game here by either team. 10-point lead here for Deckerville, 30-20 with 3 minutes to go here in the third. Deckerville leading Peck. High school boys basketball. Shot attempt with a one-arm pump. No good by West, but he's fouled.
Followed by number three, Logan Martin, his third.
Should be the first free throws here by Peck in the second half.
Free throw no good. Number 21, Trenton Park, checks in for Logan Martin. West sets up for his second free throw. The shot is good. 21-30, Deckerville leading.
2:58 in the third period. Garza with it. Down the right lane, pitches it over to Flanagan, right side. He is double teamed and surrounded. Rebound picked up defensively by Peck. Cairo receives the pass from the rebounders. Cairo posting up. He'll go to the high post. The hold up. Hands it off over to Trombley. And that was a sloppy shot there. And Deckerville will take advantage and take that away in possession. 2:25 to go. Garza with it. Spins in the paint. He is surrounded by defenders. And a pass over to number 31, who's in the game here, Evan Golby.
31 takes it out of bounds, and that is Peck's ball.
See, there's some of the players talking to Evan out there. One of the a junior out there.
Yeah.
Trying to encourage him. 2:10 to go. Peck with possession. The Thomas West with it. Pullman in the game. He wasn't in, I think, for the whole second period because it was three fouls.
That is correct.
Thomas West in the paint will throw it up. And he will be fouled.
And that foul goes to number 12, Logan Shanks, his first.
For the first free throw attempt here.
Free throw is good, making it 22-30. And Brandon Solowitz checks in for Evan Golby. Thomas West, second attempt. Misses. Rebounded by Deckerville.
The 1:50 to go here in the third period, 30-22. Deckerville, the 8-point lead. Garza with it at the point. He had to stop dribbling. He hands it off to Solowitz. Right there to receive it. Solowitz, great vision again. Nice assist from the left to the right side of the glass to Shanks for two. 10-point lead again for Deckerville, 32-22. Peck with possession. 3-point shot by West. No good. Rebound. Tipped away last touch by Deckerville.
Number 2, Jessica Boski checks in for number 12, Logan Shanks for Deckerville. And a timeout is called by Peck.
32-22, 1:22 to go here in the third. We'll be right back here on WBGB. All right, shot a tip there by Peck, no good, and taken away by Garza, who takes a shot a tip into the paint. He is fouled, and we'll go to the line. Do you believe Thomas West got that foul?
This is the first free throw. His first foul.
For West?
Yes, Peck? West's yeah. first foul.
Each team has three fouls right now.
Second. Hunter Garza misses his second free throw, rebounded by Holman.
Peck with possession. We have about a minute left here in the third period. Cairo over to Watson and back to Cairo now. Three-point range. 50 seconds to go here in the third period. Bounce pass into Thomas West. He'll be at the right low block. He'll pass it off. Oh, an opportunity there for Watson. Wide open there, but Decker will take it away.
Blocked.
After getting the steal in the fast break play attempt.
Blocked by Hayden.
Kaboski to throw it in here for Deckerville. Jesse. Pass over to Salowitz. Disrupted by Peck in the paint, but picked up, backed up by Deckerville. And got caught for
the travel call.
I think he tripped over
falling. His own. Yeah, I think he tripped over probably his own feet, honestly. Ian Flanagan.
I heard he had two left feet out there. So 30 seconds to go. And counting. Down to 25 now. Peck with possession. 32-22. Deckerville the lead against Peck here at Peck High School. West with the ball. We'll go to the high post. Free throw line mark. Almost loses the ball. Picks it right back up. Down with 10 seconds to go. Three-point shot by Cairo. Switch.
Good.
From the right corner with 4 seconds to go here.
2-1.
End of the third period. 32-25. Deckerville maintaining lead, but the shot by Cairo for three. Well, about 4 seconds left to end the third period. We'll be right back here for the final frame on WBGV 92.5. Fourth period. Deckerville open up a possession. They lead 32-25. With 4 seconds left, Cody Cairo makes a three-point shot for Peck. Much needed. Deckerville maintaining lead, though, by seven. It's 32-25 in the fourth period. Logan Martin on the floor. A pass over to, look like, Shanks. Shot by Evan Benji at the right elbow. Misses that one, but Deckerville will pick up the loose ball. And we have a charge hitting the floor, Mike, here. Usually we get plowed by the ball or by players, but we're in the bleachers, just one step up here. 7:31 to go here, 32-25. Possession now, Peck. An opportunity here for them to get a little bit closer. Try to mount a comeback. Cal Hyde in the paint, pitches it back to Cairo at the high post, to West. West over to Hyden for three. Rolls around the rim, no good. Rebound, Holman. He'll take the shot off the mark. And it will be Deckerville with the rebound. Garza. Garza racing his way. He got caught with carrying the ball. Let's say kind of like back-to-back turnovers here by Deckerville here.
Yeah, that is not going to help them with this lead.
Down to 7 minutes to go in counting. Shout out to Doug Kirkpatrick, your coach.
Yep.
Lays it up for two. Thomas West. Down the left side of the glass into the paint.
A 5-point game. Ooh, ran into his own player.
First point scored here in the fourth, by the way. By that shot. But responding is Shanks to get the first points for Deckerville. 34-27. Deckerville maintaining the lead. Peck
travel call.
Got caught, and they'll turn over for the infraction.
Number 10, Tromley checks in for Pullman.
6:20 to go here. Garza comes down with the dribble at the point. Swings it over to Flanagan, right wing. Pitches it in to Shanks. Can't handle the ball and a turnover. So about three or four turnovers here by Deckerville in this fourth quarter. Thomas West inbounds pass to Cal Hyden. Hyden comes down slowly with the dribble. We're about coming down about 6 minutes to go. Over to Trombley. To the left wing, back over to Watson. Back to Cairo. Peck to West, to left corner for three. Trombley no good. Rebound, Ian Flanagan. Flanagan will now come down with the dribble. Evan Benji trying to set a pick for him. Benji pulls away. Well, ball will be Martin with it. And apparently possession Peck now. And I thought it went off the leg of a Peck player.
I did too. I was going to say something, and I was like, I'm on the radio. I can't say that.
No, you can't, Libby.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was Peck's.
It's a hard job. It's a very hard job. We have a former head coach of the Marlette boys basketball team is one of the officials here, Chris Storm.
So is the guy who works with my dad.
Show Cairo with a three-point shot for the right corner for Peck. His second of the second half, 34-30 now. 5:15 to go. And a foul on Hayden. Hayden thought he was offensively fouled, but nope.
And that will be his second foul. Deckerville takes the ball out of bounds.
34-30. Deckerville 4-point lead. Inbounds pass from the baseline to Garza. Right corner, right in front of her table. Garza shot from the free throw line. No good.
Rebounded by Logan Shanks. Up to Ian. Shot. No good. Rebounded by Logan Shanks again. Puts it back up for two.
36-30. Shanks with the shot. But 4:55 and counting in the fourth period. 36-30. Two possession lead for Deckerville against Peck. Peck the possession. Trombley with it. Over to Cairo. Back to Hayden. Hayden for three. Left wing. Yes! Timeout called. It is 36-33. A one possession lead by three by Deckerville. Hayden with a 3-point shot. We'll be right back. I like those players.
What?
I like it when threes swish like that. Have you ever made, when was the last three you made?
Last night.
Oh, you did make one. Yeah. Okay, I'm just curious. If you go for three, because usually you're in the...
I go all over.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, just wondered.
Like, end of last year, I started making a lot more threes.
Yeah?
I mean, I definitely mainly stay in the paint, especially when we're playing teams like the teams we play in our conference, there's really no need for me to go out.
Yeah.
But I definitely, yes, especially this year now that we have, like, better guards with Melee and Allison up and stuff like that, where last year we didn't really have...
up this year, didn't she?
May?
Yeah.
No.
No?
She's always been that tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, well, last year when our guards weren't as good, I kind of had to do a little bit more. But this year, it's kind of more chill. Yeah, I definitely say May and I are probably our, and Maya, probably be the shooters.
Welcome back, coming out of the timeout. 36-33, Cal Hyde making a three-point shot. Decker recalls a timeout. Their lead is only by three, 36-33. Now we have about four and a half to go here in the fourth. Long shot for three. Air balls that one. Logan Martin with a missed shot goes out of bounds. And Peck has an opportunity to tie it or get within one. 4:26 to go and counting. Peck with possession. Cairo, no full court pressure by Deckerville. West with the ball at the top of the point. Over to Watson and to Hayden, who made the last three-point shot in the high post. Pitches it out to West. And loose ball picked up and saved by Watson over to Thomas West. So Peck, he'll go for three. Long range. Around the rim, no good. And you always got to be ready for an offensive putback, and Peck was not ready for that. The rebound by Deckerville defensively. And Garza goes for a layup on the fast break play attempt on the right
blocked
side of the glass.
By West. Deckerville takes the ball out of bounds. Ian Flanagan passing it in.
36-33, Deckerville possession after the block by West went out of bounds for Deckerville. Inbounds up for two, no good. After a quick inbounds pass by Shanks with a shot attempt. And it'll be Peck picking up the rebound. 3:45 to go in the game. 36-33. Deckerville with a three-point lead. Hayden with the ball at the point. Now makes his dribble. Hands it off to Thomas West at the right. Three-point range wing. And back to Hayden on the right side. He'll move in. Into the paint. Loose ball picked up by Garza with the steal. But loose ball again. And saved by Martin. Knocked out of bounds by Peck, and it'll still be Deckerville ball from the sideline to throw in. 3:23 to go, 36-33. Let's say these officials are kind of letting them play a little bit here.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Garza swings it over to Ian Flanagan, right wing up top. The Garza to the left side of Shanks. No, that's Solowitz. And a three-point shot attempt by Logan Martin. And it goes out of bounds after the three-point miss. 36-33, 3:09 to go. Pack with possession. Hyatt in inbounds to Cairo. Cody Cairo with the dribble over to Thomas West, number two. To Trombley to Cairo, and the pass deflected by Deckerville.
Foul called on the floor by number...
I'm going to guess
number
Solowitz.
Four. Yeah. That's what I was going to guessing, but I thought he put up a three for a second. Before Brand Solowitz.
Inbounds pass from the baseline to West from Hayden. Over to Watson. Over to West in the paint. Pitches it back out to Cairo. Long shot for two. No good. Loose ball.
Over and back. By number two, Thomas West. That'll be his... That'll be a second foul of the game. Deckerville now dribbles the ball up the court. Hunter Garza on the left side. There's the ball in. Kick out to Bransalas. Down the court to the box. Number 11, Ian Flanagan. Gets fouled and is now sent to the free throw line. Fouled by number 10, Trombley. Ian shoots for his first attempt.
This is the fifth free throw attempt for Deckerville in the second half.
Free throw is good, putting them up four. 37-33, Deckerville.
Two possession lead now, 2:33 to go.
Pullman and...
Alfaro.
Alfaro check back in. Ian Flanagan's second attempt. And it is good, giving them the five-point lead.
38-33. Both free throws good by Flanagan, right?
Yes.
Peck with possession. Thomas West over to Alfaro. The right side, three-point range. Hands it off to Hayden. Bounce pass to the short right corner to West. Pitches it back out in three-point range to Hayden for three. Swish! Just to the left side of the point for three. Hayden was second three here in the second half. 38-36. Deckerville still leading. A layup attempt. No good by Martin. Rebound. Peck. Fast break play attempt here. Alfaro long shot for three. No good. Rebound. Solowitz for Deckerville. Fast break play here for Walt Martin. Up for two. And he'll be fouled by West from behind to stop that shot and fast break attempt.
That will be West's third foul. Logan Martin to the line.
Did Hayden make that last 3-point?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Okay.
If that was Deckerville, I'd stop giving him so much room.
Right.
They lost the ball.
1:45 to go here on the free throw line is Deckerville. They're up by two, 38-36.
Logan Martin's first attempt is good. Putting Deckerville up 39-36.
That's a big free throw there for Deckerville.
Second attempt is good.
Another big one.
40-36, giving Deckerville the four-point lead.
And the two-possession lead. So two possessions here. Are those again by Flanagan?
Those are by Logan Martin.
Martin, okay. 1:32 to go and counting. 40-36, two-possession lead for Deckerville against Peck. Peck with possession. Cairo with the ball. He'll bounce out to Hayden. Hayden swings it over to Cairo. Left corner to Thomas West with 1:20 to go in the game. Hands it off to Hayden. Hayden takes a shot for three. Off the side of the glass, no good. Left of the rim and rebound Deckerville. Garza with it. Garza over to Solowitz. Down to a minute left in the game now. It's 40-36.
Timeout called by Deckerville.
We'll be right back. 40-36. 1 minute to go in the game.
This game has gone by really quick.
It is, because it's 8:25.
Deckerville just needs to hold the ball.
Yes, just play keep away. Force, let them foul you. Mm-hmm. Go to the line. Then miss them like Libby would. And are you good at free throws?
I'm not good at anything.
What? Really?
Really.
Why?
I don't know.
What is it that you're really good at away from sports?
Nothing. I wouldn't even say I was really good at sports. I'm nothing.
Well, you might, we'll see, but I don't know. You're in the running for our Player of the Week.
I don't think I deserve that.
I think it was against May, though, isn't it? Who was it against?
Yeah, I was going to say, though.
Oh, I missed that one. Who
was
that?
Logan. Logan Martin. Him and I have a competition to see who can score the most points in the relationship. He is winning with 25 right now.
Mark making the last points for Deckerville. Coming out of the timeout for Deckerville. It's 42-36. He's made four straight points now for Deckerville. And Peck comes down to take a shot attempt, but Deckerville commits the foul. And it will be Peck in the free throw line, Thomas West.
Followed by number four, Brandon Salas. That will be his second. West's first free throw is good.
42-36 now, 42-37. Deckerville with the lead with 34 seconds to go.
West for a second attempt. And it is good. 38-42. Alfaro checks in for Trumbly. And Deckerville takes the ball out of bounds. Peck pressuring the ball.
Full courts. 30 seconds to go. Garza with the dribble. 42-38. Four-point lead.
Followed by Alfaro. That should take Solowitz to the line.
Yeah, because that's five fouls. They do it by quarters now, I do believe.
Yes, it is quarters. Yeah.
And was it like that last year, too?
I think last year was the first year, I believe.
So they do it by quarters, and it resets at every quarter.
And you get
quarter.
Two shots, because my freshman year they had the and one, and then this year. Last year they changed it. First shot is no good for Solowitz, leaving the score 42-38. And Pullman checks in for Watson.
42-38.
Solowitz on a second attempt. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by West. Pass to Cairo.
Over to West. Three-point shot by Hayden off the left of the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound, Hayden. And the whistle will be called on Peck. Fighting for the rebound with 16
seconds.
Followed by
Hayden, his third. 16 seconds left, and that'll take Connor Garza to the line.
I don't think Coach Abrego liked that call. All right. And that's already five-plus fouls, so going to the line automatically for free throws is Deckerville. Garza was first.
This is the first free throw.
Still 42-38 now.
This is the second free throw, rebounded by Alfaro. Peck takes the ball up the court.
Hiding with it. He'll try to lay it up for two. No
misses.
Good.
Oh, rebounded by Peck. They shoot from three. No good. Followed by Peck as they push Ian Flanagan out of bounds on the rebound.
But time is pretty much out here for Peck.
I'd say Deckerville has won the game.
9/10 of a second left there. So, good play here. And you see Logan Martin kind of congratulating there, Thomas West, man.
I give him a little handshake.
Yeah. I think Thomas West is out there the whole game. Played his heart out for the whole time here.
Ian Flanagan misses his first free throw. Deckerville is... Yeah. God, shoot free throws in this last little part of the game.
They missed four straight.
Second free throw is good.
There you go, Libby. Ended it straight for
43-38.
43-38. Deckerville with a win here after Peck led late in the second period. Deckerville comes back and holds the lead from the end of the second period through the whole third period. And Peck got within three, but Deckerville stretched it out down the end of the game here to take the win. 43-38. A very tough win here for Deckerville. Good showing by Peck, but just couldn't maintain that lead as Deckerville really regrouped and were able to come back and take the win. 43-38, Deckerville over Peck. Our post-game report coming your way. We'll be right back. Welcome back here. Post-game reports. Taking a look at the start of the game. Peck kind of had a pretty good lead here in control of the game. At one point leading 9-3 with 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. And then Deckerville started to chip away. It was 11-8 with Garza making a score for two at the 3-0-3 mark. And then Shanks making a shot for two. Back-to-back shots made by Deckerville at the 2:41 mark, making it 11-10. Heidendoe gets a shot for two to make it 13-10 with 2 minutes to go. Free throws by Flanagan, making it 13-12. But Peck able to pull away with some free throw with 0.1 seconds left to maintain their lead at the end of the first, 15-12. But Deckerville started to come back. 15-14 with 5 minutes to go. 18-14 with a three-point shot by Deckerville. That was a three-point shot by Peck at the 4:40 mark by Heiden. And then 18-16 with 3:40 to go. And Martin making the two-point shot to tie it up with 2:36 to go. And, in fact, it was three straight points made, shot attempts by Deckerville by three different players, where they took the lead by a shot by Shanks, 20-18, 1:25. Garza extending the lead, 22-18. That's what the score was at the half, 22-18. Deckerville maintaining the lead all the way through, extending their lead by 10 at one point. It was 32-25 after a three-point shot by Cairo with 4 seconds to go. But maintaining control here was Deckerville. But it started to, they started to turn the ball over there, Libby, a few times. I think three or four times there.
Yeah,
underneath the basket. Peck got within 3 points. Heiden with a three-point shot, 4:38 to go. But that's where they got into foul trouble and sent Deckerville to the free throw line. And they still held a two-point lead by 1 point because Heiden made a three-point shot again. With about 2 minutes left, it was 38-36. But making those, at least, you know, their free throw shooting late wasn't great for Deckerville. But making that one made it a two-possession lead, and they take the win, 43-38. So, Libby, we'll start off with Peck first.
Okay. Leading the way for Peck was Kyle Heiden with 14 points, four of those being threes. And behind him was Cody Caro with 10 points, Trumbly chipping in four, and Alfaro chipping in two.
All right. When we come back here quick, we'll have your scoring leaders for the Deckerville Eagles who win this game over the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. 43-38 final score, Deckerville over Peck. Good win here for Deckerville and a comeback here late in the second period to take this win. And they led throughout this whole second half as well. Again, your leading scores for each team here. 14 for Cal Heiden. He had four threes for the Peck Pirates. Good effort, but they just couldn't maintain the lead here. And Deckerville was just too much, especially with the fast break plays here. Ian Flanagan, the leading scorer here for Deckerville with 15 points. Second leading scorer, Logan Shanks, with 10. Logan Martin with 9 points as well for the Deckerville Eagles. Up next for the Peck Pirates themselves, they will have a home game again a week from tonight. They will host the Kingston Cardinals. Good team there. And then they'll just have one game this week. They had a busy schedule to start off as they fall to 4-8 overall and 1-2 in league play. While the Deckerville Eagles move to 2-0 in league play and get above the 500 mark at 4-3 overall. Deckerville with the win, 43-38. Be right back to close it up. And wrapping things up here again, 43-38. Deckerville the win over Peck. And again, for Peck up next, they have Kingston a week from tonight. Deckerville themselves on their schedule. They will be at North Huron on January 13th. And on the 15th at Bay City All Saints, and then on the 17th, it'll be a home game against Dryden. Should be a good one in league play. That's an NBA-like schedule for Deckerville come next week. Again, they'll be at North Huron, at Bay City All Saints, and a busy week to wrap it up. A week from tonight, a home game for Deckerville against Dryden. And next week, our schedule, Tuesday Sports Line, restarts for high school basketball and winter sports coverage. Tune in on 95.3 FM WMIC. We'll be streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. And next week, our games of the week, we'll have high school boys and girls basketball. Thursday, boys game, the Yale Bulldogs at the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Jeremy Burgess will be joining me for that game. And then on Friday night, Yale at Croswell Lexington girls. Should be great games next week in the Blue Water Area Conference. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the Peck High School staff for hosting us as well. And again, Deckerville boys over Peck, 43-38. Have a great and safe weekend, folks. Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5.